This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
La ilaha, la ilaha illallah, Muhammad Rasulullah.
La ilaha, la ilaha illallah, Muhammad Rasulullah. La ilaha, la ilaha illallah, Muhammad Rasulullah.
إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله صلى الله عليه وسلم أما بعد فإن أصدق الحديث كتاب الله وخير الهدي هدي محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم وشر الأمور محدثاتها وكل محدثة بدعة وكل بدعة ضلالة وكل ضلالة في النار أما بعد أيها الأحبة في الله أوصيكم ونفسي بتقوى الله عز وجل. It's collected by At-Tabarani that Abi Abdurrahman ibn Shatb al-Mamdud radiallahu anh said that a man came to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and that man was too old that he was walking with the help of a cane, and he said that his eyebrows were almost closing his eyes, and he said to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, I've committed so many sins, so much so that if they were to be distributed amongst all mankind, it will destroy them. Would Allah accept me if I go back to Him and repent? And the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said to him, أَتَشْهَدُ أَنْ لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا اللَّهِ وَأَنِّي رَسُولُ اللَّهِ. Do you bear witness that there is no God worthy of worship but Allah? And do you bear witness that I'm the messenger of Allah? And the man said, yes. The Prophet ﷺ said, إِذَنْ يُبَدِّلُكَ اللَّهُ إِيَّاهَا حَسَنَاتٍ. And the Prophet ﷺ said, Allah will replace your record of bad deeds with a record of good deeds. And the man said, وَغَدَرَاتِي وَفَجَرَاتِي. I've committed so many major sins. I've committed so many treacheries. I betrayed Allah a lot. The Prophet ﷺ said, Allah will replace your record of bad deeds with a record of good deeds. فَوَلَّ الرَّجُلُ وَهُوَ يَقُولُ اللَّهُ أَكْبَرُ اللَّهُ أَكْبَرُ اللَّهُ أَكْبَرُ. The man turned away from the Prophet ﷺ while he was saying, اللَّهُ أَكْبَرُ اللَّهُ أَكْبَرُ اللَّهُ أَكْبَرُ. Brothers, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala divided people in the Quran into two types. If you read the end of ayah number 11 in Surah Al-Hujurat, Surah number 49, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says,
وَمَنْ لَمْ يَتُبْ فَأُولَٰئِكَ هُمُ الظَّالِمُونَ.
Basically, Allah is dividing people into two types, ta'ib or ظالم. So you are one of two. Either someone who always questions himself and judges himself, as Umar radiallahu anhu used to say, حَاسِبُوا أَنفُسَكُمْ قَبْلَ أَن تُحَاسَبُوا. Judge yourselves before you stand in front of Allah and you will be judged. And you always know that you're a human being and you make mistakes. And you want to turn back to Allah and repent. That's the ta'ib. And the other type are those who are ظالم. And ظلم in Arabic means oppression or injustice. And according to the Quran, dhulm is degrees, the highest of which is mentioned in Surah Luqman. So number 31, ayat 15 and down, you know, Luqman is talking to his son, giving him tips and advice. And one of them he said, يَا بُنَيَّ لَا تُشْرِكْ بِاللَّهِ. Oh my dear little son, do not associate partners with Allah. إِنَّ الشِّرْكَ لَظُلْمٌ عَظِيمٌ. Indeed, shirk is the greatest oppression ever. It's the greatest act of injustice you can ever commit in your life. So you're one of two, either ta'ib or zalim. And for the purpose of this khutbah, inshallah, we're going to be talking about what's tawbah. Because we want to be amongst the ta'ibun, not the zalimun. What's tawbah? And who should make tawbah? Because most of us today as Muslims, we think we are the best. I'm good. I don't need to make tawbah. Jannah is guaranteed. So who should make tawbah? And before that, what's the meaning of tawbah? And out of what should we make tawbah? What are the types of sins? And what type of tawbah does Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala expect from us? And the following question would be, what are the conditions? If I were to fulfill, I will guarantee that Allah will accept my tawbah. And in the second khutbah, I'm going to answer two questions. Are there stories of people who made tawbah and Allah accepted them? So that will motivate me, inshallah, to make tawbah before I leave the masjid today. And the last one is, when should I make tawbah? So start with, what's the meaning of tawbah? In Arabic, the word taba, it means aada or aba. So linguistically speaking, when we say taba yatubu tawbatan, it means to turn back, to go back. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala told us to whom we should go back. When all the doors are closed, there's one door that's open 24/7. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in Surah Al-Dariyat, فَفِرُّوا إِلَى اللَّهِ. If you need a resort, if you want to go back to someone, it's Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said in Surah Al-Zumar, Surah number 39 and number 53, we all make mistakes. So Allah said, قُلْ يَا عِبَادِيَ الَّذِينَ أَسْرَفُوا وَلَمْ يَقُلْ قُلْ يَا عِبَادِيَ الَّذِينَ أَذْنَبُوا. Allahu Akbar. Allah said, oh my servants who have gone to the extreme or been extravagant in committing sins. Basically, those who have committed all types of sins. أَسْرَفُوا. قُلْ يَا عِبَادِيَ الَّذِينَ أَسْرَفُوا عَلَىٰ أَنفُسِهِمْ لَا تَقْنَطُوا مِنْ رَحْمَةِ اللَّهِ. Never lose hope in the mercy of Allah. The door is open 24/7. But just go back. But subhanAllah, when things get complicated for us, when all the doors are blocked, we go to human beings first. And we leave Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to the end of the list. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, you need to go back to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That's the linguistic meaning of taba. What's the technical meaning of taba? Taba, technically speaking in Islam, means to go back to Allah and admit your sins and ask Him to forgive you. And we all need that. And the next question would be, who should make tawbah? Some of us would say, the bad people, the sinful people, the heedless people. But I'm going to correct you and myself now by referring to the Quran. See what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said when it comes to tawbah. If you go to Surah An-Nur, Surah number 24, ayah number 31, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَتُوبُوا إِلَى اللَّهِ جَمِيعًا أَيُّهَا الْمُؤْمِنُونَ. الله أكبر. أيها المؤمنون. He didn't say أيها الفاسقون. He didn't say أيها المذنبون. He didn't say أيها الكافرون. He didn't even say أيها المسلمون. He said أيها المؤمنون. And Islam is 3 degrees. Islam, Iman, Ihsan. Allah is addressing people in the middle who upgraded themselves from Muslims to Mu'mins. He's asking them. No, he's commanding them. وَتُوبُ. For those who know Arabic, this is a verb in the imperative mood. فعل أمر. Allah said, and turn back in repentance. To whom? Not to people. To Allah. وَتُوبُ إِلَى اللَّهِ جَمِيعًا. Because some of us would say, I'm a good Muslim, alhamdulillah. I pray 5 times a day. I just came back from Hajj. Why should I make tawbah? Allah said, جَمِيعًا. All of you. Why? Because we commit sins every day. And the Prophet said this in the hadith. He said, كُلُّ بْنِ آدَمَ خَطَّأَ. وخير الخطائين التوابون. So if anybody would say, I'm good, I don't make mistakes, I'm going to say, what did Allah said, jami'an, all of you. The Prophet ﷺ said, كل ابن آدم, all the children of Adam, all the sons of Adam. He didn't say, خاطئ or مخطئ, he said, خطاؤون. And خطأ in the Arabic language is صيغة مبالغة, meaning, all the sons of Adam are in a constant state of committing sins. But then, good news, he said, and the best amongst those who are in a constant state of sinning are those who are in a constant state of tawbah, turning back to Allah in repentance. So Allah said, وَتُوبُوا إِلَى اللَّهِ جَمِيعًا, and turn back in repentance to Allah, all of you believers, المؤمنون. Why? Do we need success in this dunya and the akhirah? He said, لَعَلَّكُمْ تُفْلِحُونَ. So maybe you'll be amongst those who will be successful. Allah said, لَعَلَّكُمْ, because not everybody is going to listen to this command by Allah. Some people will always say, I'm good, I don't need to maktaba. Still, some people are still struggling now with me and saying, yes, I don't want to make tawbah because I'm a good Muslim. Okay, listen to the best Muslim ever, Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He said in the hadith, and the hadith is in Bukhari and Muslim, narrated by Abu Hurairah radiallahu anhu. He said, Tubu ila Allahi wa astaghfiru. Again, this is a verb in the command. It's in the imperative mood. Turn back in repentance to Allah and ask Him for forgiveness. فإني أتوب إلى الله وأستغفره في اليوم الواحد 70 مرة وفي رواية 100 مرة. He said, go back and do tawbah and ask Allah for forgiveness, because I, who's talking? The best Muslim ever, Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the best of believers. He said, because I turn back to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and seek His forgiveness 70 times a day. Can you give me one example of the sins of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam? I don't know any. What about you and I? We commit sins on a daily basis. So he's saying 70 times. The Prophet ﷺ makes tawbah and asks Allah for forgiveness 70 times a day. In another narration, 100 times a day. So we all agree now that we should make tawbah. Next question. Out of what should we make tawbah? Of all sins. And sins are two types. Saghair and kabair. Minor sins and major sins. Minor sins, good news, the Prophet ﷺ said in the hadith narrated by Abu Hurairah in Bukhari and Muslim, he said, As-salatu ila as-salam, wal-jum'atu ila al-jum'ah, wa-ramadanu ila ramadan, wal-umrah ila al-umrah, wal-hajj ila al-hajj, mukaffiratu lima baynahuma, ma lam tughsha al-kabair, aw kama qala sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Whatever minor sins that you commit between one salah and the other, Allah will forgive you. Whatever minor sins you commit between Jum'ah to Jum'ah, Allah will forgive you. Whatever minor sins you commit between one Ramadan to the other Ramadan, Allah will forgive you. Between one Umrah to the other Umrah, between one Hajj to the other Hajj, Allah will forgive you. But major sins, you have to make a special tawbah. And there are conditions for that tawbah to be accepted. And sometimes we look lightly upon sins that we commit. And this is why I want to share with you two statements made by two great of the Sahaba, amongst the Sahaba of the Prophet ﷺ. And the two statements are in Bukhari. Abdullah ibn Mas'ud radiallahu anhu said, a believer looks at his sins as if they are a mountain about to fall on his chest and crush him and destroy him. But a heedless person would look at his sins as if they are a fly that would stop at his nose, and he will do like this and it will go away. So think, which type are you? Anas ibn Malik radiallahu anhu lived more than 100 years. He was talking to the people who lived for one century, some of the Sahaba and some of the Tabi'een. He said to them, إِنَّكُمْ لَتَأْتُونَ أَفْعَالًا هِيَ فِي أَعْيُنُكُمْ أَدَقُّ مِنَ الشَّعْرِ كُنَّا نَعُدُّهَا عَلَى عَهْدِ رَسُولِ اللَّهِ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمَ مِنَ الْمُوبِقَاتِ. He said to the people who lived 100 years, not 15 centuries now, you do things today and you look at them as if they are a strand of a hair, like a hair. How thin is a hair? How light is a hair? We used to see them at the time of the Prophet ﷺ as if they are deadly sins that will destroy us. And when people say, come to the Shaykh and ask him, is this a minor sin or a major sin? Why? The scholar said, لا تسأل عن حجم المعصية ولكن انظر من تعصي. Don't look at the size of the sin, but think, who are you disobeying? Because the scholar said, it could be a minor sin that you insist on, that it will be in the sight of Allah as a major sin. And it could be a major sin that you commit, and it will make you wake up and make tawbah, and it will be your way to Jannah. رب معصية أورثت ذلا وانكسارا ورب طاعة أورثت عزا واستكبارا. Sometimes a person who is obedient to Allah, he thinks highly of himself, I'm the best. And sometimes somebody might commit a major sin and he'll make tawbah and he'll be better than that person. So what are the conditions that I have to fulfill in conclusion of the first khutbah to make sure that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will accept my tawbah? Four conditions. Three relating to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and one relating to human beings. As for the three relating to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the first one is to quit the sin. As the scholar said, al-iqla' al-dham. You and I know exactly what types of sins that we commit every day. So the first step is to quit the sin. Admit your sin and stop sinning. And when you stop sinning, you should be doing this only to please Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Because as Muslims, whatever we do it only to please Allah. What are you talking about? Do some people do things to please people? Most of us do this today. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said in Surah Al-Bayyinah, وَمَا أُمِرُوا إِلَّا لِيَعْبُدُوا اللَّهَ مُخْلَصِينَ لَهُ الدِّينَ. They were only commanded to worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala out of sincerity to please Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala alone. But sometimes some of us might quit smoking, for example. Not because it's haram, not because you're wasting your money, not because you're killing yourself, not because Allah has given you the money as an amana, Allah has given you your body as an amana, and you're wasting your money, you're destroying your health. No, you quit. Sometimes you quit smoking because the doctors told you in the last visit, if you don't stop smoking, you will die next time when you come to me with a heart attack. So if you quit smoking because you want to live, this is not tawbah. You have to quit smoking because smoking is haram. Sometimes somebody is in the habit of stealing. He could be stealing time of his work. Doesn't have to be stealing money. Doesn't have to be shoplifting. Could be any time of stealing. And then they quit stealing because they're going to be embarrassed in front of people. No, you should quit the sin only to please Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That's step number one. Condition number one. Quit the sin to please Allah. Number two, after al-iqla' al-dham, al-nadam ala irtikab al-dham. You should have that sense of guilt, that sense of remorse, that you have committed such sins. And as reported in Musnad Imam Ahmad, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, al-nadamu tawbah. That sense of remorse in itself is tawbah, is repentance. Why? Do you know what happens when you say astaghfirullah, but you mean it from the heart? When you say, I seek Allah's forgiveness, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala talks to the angels. And he would say to them, عَلِمَ عَبْدِي أَنَّ لَهُ رَبًّا يُؤَاخِذُ بِالذَّنْبِ أُشْهِدُكُمْ أَنِّي قَدْ غَفَرْتُ لَهُ. When you say, I ask Allah for forgiveness, Allah talks to the angels saying, my servant so-and-so knew that he has a Lord, he has a master, he has a Rabb who will hold him or her accountable for their sins. Bear witness, I have forgiven him or her. But you have to mean it from the heart when you say astaghfirullah. The Prophet ﷺ said, التائب من الذنب كمن لا ذنب له. When you quit the sin, when you make tawbah, as if you're newborn, as we will share inshallah, in the following ayat inshallah, in the second khutbah. Third condition is to have azm akid, Allah ta'ud ila al-ma'asiyah marratan ukhra. To have a strong resolve and conviction that you're not going to go back and commit the same sin again. Because some of us, we make tawbah and go back, we make tawbah and go back. And as long as you go back, Allah will not hold you accountable for the past. The past is forgiven already. But then this shouldn't encourage you to commit sins again. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is al-Ghafoor al-Rahim. You have always to remember this. Allah is a Tawwab. So, some people, they commit the sin and they look upon the sin as something like, you know, it's something very light. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, when He described the people of taqwa who would make it to Jannah, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us all amongst them. He said,
وَالَّذِينَ إِذَا فَعَلُوا فَاحِشَةً أَوْ ظَلَمُوا أَنفُسَهُمْ.
And those, when they commit a sin, and fahisha sometimes in the Quran is referred to when it comes to adultery or fornication, but fahisha also, كُلُّ مَا يَسْتَفْحَشْ مِنَ الْقَوْلِ وَالْفِعْلِ. Anything that will be abhorred and disliked from you to say or to do. أَوْ ظَلَمُوا أَنفُسَهُمْ. Or they wronged themselves. ذَكَرُوا اللَّهِ. They remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. فَاسْتَغْفَرُوا لِذُنُوبِهِمْ. Then they seek forgiveness for their sins.
وَمَنْ يَغْفِرُ الذُّنُوبَ إِلَّا اللَّهِ. وَمَنْ يَغْفِرُ الذُّنُوبَ إِلَّا اللَّهِ.
Who else would forgive sins other than Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? And then Allah said,
وَلَمْ يُصِرُّوا عَلَى مَا فَعَلُوا وَهُمْ يَعْلَمُونَ.
And they don't insist on the same sin again and again and again. So you have to have a strong resolve, a strong determination that you're not going to go back and commit the same sin again. This is the third condition if you want Allah to accept your tawbah. The last condition, which is relates to human beings, is رد المظالم واستبراء الذمم. If you want Allah to accept your tawbah, it's restitution of rights and seeking forgiveness of the people if you have wronged them. Whatever you have taken from people, you have to give it back. Because in the Akhirah, you'll have nothing in your hands except your good deeds. You'll have no money, your children will run away from you. We all read this in the Quran. You'll have nothing except your good deeds. So give it back now, before it's too late. Whatever you have taken from them, and there are two rights. Tangible rights, concrete rights, things that you can see and touch, or something abstract, like you backbite people, you slander people, you have to go back to them and say, forgive me. Otherwise, they will take your good deeds on the day of judgment. What if those people passed away? They move to another country, if they are still alive. If there is a way they can give it back to them, give it back to them. Mail it to them. Email them. Ask them for forgiveness. If they passed away, give it charity. If you can't reach them, give it charity in their name. But do something in this dunya before it's going to be too late in the Akhirah. These are the four conditions. Three relating to Allah. Quit the sin for the sake of Allah. Have a sense of remorse. Have a strong determination not to go back and do it again. And the one relating to human beings is give back the rights. And the last one is seek forgiveness from people before it's too late. أقول قولي هذا وأستغفر الله لي ولكم. الحمد لله وكفى وصلاة وسلاما على عباده الذين اصطفى وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله صلى الله عليه وسلم. أما بعد أيها الأحبة في الله, أوصيكم ونفسي بتقوى الله عز وجل. Let me conclude with two questions. Are there stories of people who made tawbah and Allah accepted them? And when should I make tawbah? First question, yes, there are so many stories, and because of the tightness of the time, I'm going to only share two with you, inshallah. First one is in Sahih Muslim. There were people who were amongst the mushrikeen who came to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and they said, Ya Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, إِنَّا نُحِبُّ مَا تَدْعُوا إِلَيْهِ. We love that which you advocates. But we know what? We have committed so many major sins. Lots of killings. Lots of adultery. We deal with riba. We have done so many, you know, major sins. Is there expiation if we accept Islam? Will Allah accept us if we make tawbah and accept Islam? And the Prophet ﷺ had no answer for them. But Allah had the answer in the Quran that will be recited at the Day of Judgment. I'm going to recite the ayat with you and translate them. To me, these are the most hopeful ayat in the Quran. And they are in Surah Al-Furqan. So number 25, ayat 68 through 70. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says,
والذين لا يدعون مع الله إلها آخر.
That was the main thing that they were committing, shirk. And those do not associate partners with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
ولا يقتلون النفس التي حرم الله إلا بالحق.
And they do not take the life of a person except for a valid reason.
ولا يزنون.
And they do not commit adultery or fornication.
ومن يفعل ذلك يلقى أثاما.
And whoever does this, they will receive a severe punishment by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
يضاعف له العذاب يوم القيامة.
The punishment will be multiplied for him on the day of judgment.
ويخلد فيه مهانا.
And he will be there in that torture and punishment for eternity in humiliation.
إلا من تاب.
Listen carefully.
إلا من تاب.
Except for those who make tawbah. What's waiting for them?
وآمن وعمل عملا صالحا.
After they make tawbah, after they repent, they believe in Allah, they believe in His promise, and they start doing righteous deeds, what's the reward from Allah?
فَأُولَٰئِكَ يُبَدِّلُ اللَّهُ.
Allah will replace what?
سَيِّئَاتِهِمْ حَسَنَاتِ.
Allahu Akbar. Allah will replace the record of bad deeds with the record of good deeds. Allahu Akbar. Who can do this to you other than Allah? No one. Imagine, if I am now standing in front of you, I'm the worst person in this gathering, and I have 2 million sayyat, and I decided to make tawbah right now, I'll be the best one amongst you. Because those 2 million sayyat will be 2 million hasanat. So who will delay tawbah after hearing this? Who will do it? And I'm going to conclude with the last question. When should I make tawbah? Shaitan will come to you. And this is one of the most dangerous traps of shaitan. It's called at-taswif, al-amal. He'll give you hope. Man, your dad died at the age of 85. Your grandpa died at the age of 90. So delay it, inshallah, until you get married. Delay it, inshallah, until you do hajj. Delay it, inshallah, until you start seeing like the white hair. Then you're gonna get that, like you're almost about to die. Listen, I'm gonna share this ayah in conclusion. If you know when you're going to die, delay it before death. Because the Prophet ﷺ said, تُقْبَلْ تَوْبَةِ الْعَبْدِ مَا لَمْ يُغَرْغِرْ. Meaning, Allah will accept your tawbah until your soul will come to the collarbones. Because your soul leaves your body from the bottom to the top. So imagine, Allah will accept your tawbah until your soul reaches your collarbones. It's almost about to leave the body. But do you know when? The Prophet said, تُقْبَلْ تَوْبَةِ الْعَبْدِ مَا لَمْ تَطْلُعُ الشَّمْسُ مِنْ مَغْرِبِهَا. Allah will accept your tawbah as long as the sun did not rise from the west, which means this is the day of judgment. But do you know when it is? So, we don't know when we're going to die. We don't know when the day of judgment is. So when should we make tawbah? I'll give you the ayah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala told us, we should not delay the tawbah because we don't know when we're going to die. Read the last ayah. Ayah number 34 in Surah Luqman, Surah number 31. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said,
وَمَا تَدْرِي نَفْسٌ مَاذَا تَكْسِبُ غَدًا وَمَا تَدْرِي نَفْسٌ بِأَيِّ أَرْضٍ تَمُوتُ.
No one knows how much money would they make tomorrow. You might say, I know. I know how much I make per hour. But wallahi, you can go to sleep and you can't leave your bed. You might get sick. You might die tonight. You can't guarantee. I can't guarantee to finish this khutbah. There's a sheikh who was giving the khutbah. He died in the middle of the khutbah. I can't guarantee to leave this masjid after I pray. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, nobody knows how much money they will make tomorrow. Nobody knows where or when they're going to die. So when should we make tawbah? Right now. Right now. Allahumma tub alayna natub. Allahumma tub alayna natub. اللهم ارزقنا توبة قبل الموت وشهادة عند الموت وجنة ونعيما بعد الموت. اللهم لا تدع لنا وللحاضرين دمعا إلا غفرته ولا عيبا إلا سترته ولا مريضا إلا شفيته ولا ميتا إلا رحمته ولا ضالا إلا هديته. اللهم كن لإخواننا المستضعفين في كل مكان يا رب العالمين. اللهم كن لإخواننا في سوريا. اللهم عجل نصرهم. اللهم عجل نصرهم. اللهم كل إخوان المستضعفين في كل مكان يا رب العالمين. اللهم عليك بكل من طغى وتكبر. اللهم عليك بكل من طغى وتكبر. اللهم عليك بكل من طغى وتكبر. اللهم إنا نسألك من خير ما سألك منه عبدك ونبيك محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم، ونعوذ بك من شر ما استعاذك منه عبدك ونبيك محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم. اللهم اجعل آخر كلامنا من الدنيا لا إله إلا الله. وصلى الله على محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم. Before I pray, I just want to introduce myself. My name is Rida Bedir. I'm a professor at Al-Azhar University in Cairo, Egypt. And the reason I'm here is because of you. I'm coming to speak to the Muslims. And I'm also one of the professors of the Al-Maghrib Institute. So I'm here for this weekend, inshallah, to teach a class called Dinaya, which is Tafsir Surah Yaseen and Surah Ar-Rahman. So, Jazakum Allah khair for inviting me. No, inshallah. Pray, inshallah.
I wonder if I've been good today. Did you love anybody? So why am I afraid to pass away? Strange love.